Chapter 8. Lake Baikal. Comprehension. Read this travel journal entry. Since I arrived in the remote Russian province of Siberia, I have visited a number of different attractions. By far the most impressive has been Lake Baikal. Lake Baikal is known to Russians as the Sacred Sea, or the Pearl of Siberia. It is easy to understand why it is a special place to them, as it is a source of life not only to the local population, but also to the whole country. The lake provides food from its depths for the local people, and also generates electricity through massive hydroelectric dams, which were built by President Khrushchev in the 1960s. It is almost impossible to imagine the size of Lake Baikal. It holds 1/5 of the planet's fresh water, more than all of North America's Great Lakes combined. The lake is so vast that I've even heard the local fishermen talk of their journeys as going to sea. Baikal is the deepest lake in the world, 1,637 meters deep in some places. Altogether, it contains 23,000 cubic kilometers of water. If there was no other water on the planet, it would take the entire population of the world 40 years to empty this great lake. Lake Baikal is not only the deepest, but also the oldest lake on Earth. Scientists think that it is 20 million years old, whereas most lakes were only created 15,000 years ago. I've been told that it gets very cold here. The average winter temperature is minus 20 degrees centigrade. Every November, the lake begins to freeze, and the surface ice becomes 10 meters thick. In 1904, when Russia was at war with Japan, the army laid railroad tracks across the ice to move supplies to its soldiers. Today, when the ice is thick, local people go on fishing trips across the lake in trucks. The locals say that the fish of Baikal bite better in winter. Before I came to Russia, all I had heard about Siberia was that in the old days of the USSR, people who displeased the government were sent here as a punishment. Imagine that. Nowadays, people want to come here to see Lake Baikal. I have seen many tourists arrive by train. The famous Trans-Siberian Express follows Baikal's shoreline, and people can view one of nature's greatest wonders from the warmth of a train cabin.